done.
Thanks again, Madam Vice Chair. Let me make a few comments about the change in the website with regard to noticing some committee meetings that I think is very positive. And then I have a few comments on the September meeting in Winthrop. When I went to the website, I saw that the agenda and kind of a notice to the public about the Columbia River Policy Review Committee meeting was there, and I noticed also that there was a special meeting of the Wolf Committee and a special meeting of the Wildlife Committee that were on here and included agendas for those. So I think this is a real improvement here in terms of striving for open and transparent operations of the commission business. This is a real strong step forward. And I know that we had a news release out for the August 29th Columbia River Policy Group meeting, but I think it's a strong addition to have this show up on the calendar when people click on upcoming meetings. I would say, though, that it's important that there be notice out to people when these kind of things happen. Frankly, it wasn't until this morning when I found this, when I clicked on upcoming meetings to try to look at any updates that there might be for our meeting in Winthrop, that I saw this was here. And I did not know that there was going to be a special Wolf Committee meeting. I had heard a little bit about a special Wildlife Committee meeting dealing with the cougar policy review, but I had not heard about that formally. So in terms of notice to other commissioners and notice to the public, I think it would continue this move forward toward good, open, and transparent operations, that some sort of email go out, and if I haven't seen one and one did go out, then let me apologize for what I've just said. But I don't recall seeing an email as a commissioner that these two special meetings were in play. I'm not a member of either of those two committees, but if I get a chance, I would like to listen and learn more about what's going on. So I hope most of that, what I just said, is positive and can move toward more positivity.
Don, let's take your points one at a time. Is there any discussion on this point that when a special meeting is called, that the rest of the commission get a notice of that special meeting?
This is Nikki. Can I make a comment?
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, Don, you haven't seen a notification because we send it out a week before the meeting, so I didn't plan to send out the Wildlife and Wolf Committee agendas to the public and to everyone else until early next week. So I put up those materials as soon as I got them because I knew for transparency that was important, but you will, of course, see those agendas when they do go out.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I was actually going to talk a little bit about them under the next agenda item, upcoming meetings, to let our colleagues know what's planned, particularly with the Wolf Committee. It also will reflect on the September 13th, 14th meeting as well. But I plan to talk a little bit more on the, it seems to fit on the future meeting planning agenda item, so I'll talk a little bit more about it at that time.
Are there any further comments? If so, I have one, but is there anybody else who wishes to make a comment on this?
Well, I thought we were on agenda item E now, and if there are some comments on the September 3rd or September 6th special meetings, I think it would be good to hear about them.
Yeah, I will bring it up.
Just on the timing. Go ahead. Okay, so my point is that if something is added to the website setting the date of a special meeting, perhaps we can ask Nikki to send a note to all of us just letting us know that it happened, even if the agenda and materials aren't quite ready. Does that sound like something that would satisfy the issue that you raised, Commissioner McIsaac?
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Yes, I would strongly urge that. While it might be protocol to do a lot of noticing a week in advance, that's all good. It never hurts to get a copy of that also. But at the moment that this becomes functional, I think it's very good for the commissioners to hear about it. The alternative is that one of us will get a call from a constituent and say, what's this meeting on September 6th about? What's this meeting on September 3rd about that I know about? And then you have the commissioner who doesn't know about it. That's an awkward place to be that we should avoid.
Does anybody see a problem with doing that? And Commissioner Thorburn, I'm interested to hear about the substance of these meetings, but for just right now, we're just talking about the timing of notice to commissioners. Nikki, is that something you think you could put into your to-do list? When you hear that these meetings have been called, would it be a burden to you to just send us all a quick message letting us know that that's happened?
I can certainly do that, sure.
Okay, well then, Commissioner Thorburn, you had some points you wanted to make.
Oh, okay, before I dive into the two special meetings, just to note on the agenda for the 13th and 14th Wildlife Committee meeting, we have added, and it is now on the website, but perhaps not what's been downloaded for this meeting. We have added the cougar management timeline item, which we're also discussing at the special meeting. So that's an additional agenda item for the 7 a.m. September 13th Wildlife Committee meeting. That's going to be a crammed meeting because we only have an hour for it, but just to let everybody know. Okay, so I'll start with the Wildlife Committee that is scheduled on Friday, September 6th at 9:30. You'll recall that Commissioner McIsaac and I had some comments on it as well at our August meeting, raised the issue that's been moving forward regarding cougar harvest management. This is an issue that the department staff has been looking at actually prior to our raising it at the Spokane meeting, or our public raising it at the Spokane meeting, with the intent of maybe bringing some recommendations for rule change to the three-year pamphlet, which would not be next year, but the following year. We're in the year of a three-year pamphlet, so the rules that we adopt next April will apply to the third year of the three-year pamphlet, and generally speaking, we don't make major rule changes during that three-year period. Those are kind of reserved for the adoption of the three-year pamphlet. The commission expressed concerns about cougar harvest management after the Spokane meeting testimony, and the concern that we don't have a good sense of cougar numbers. We're not responding to cougar numbers with harvest in the Northeast. And actually, there was testimony that there may be other areas of the state. Our intent with harvest management is to maintain a stable cougar population throughout the state. We do that with fixed quotas based on a population density estimate that was created after a number of population density studies from more than a decade ago to the last one was completed, I think, about 3 years ago. So this was being reviewed because these concerns about cougar population have been raised by our public, and actually I think our enforcement, particularly here in this region. We ask that it be moved forward, which really puts the staff on kind of a time crunch to prepare perhaps a significant rule change recommendation for the upcoming decision next spring. So we're going to get an so what was raised, just as a reminder, at the August meeting was, since this may be a significant change to cougar harvest, or that may be what's brought forward or what we seek to do, and this has been an issue of great interest beyond hunters in the past, that we need to be open and transparent, and when were we going to start getting more public about it. So we decided to hold this special meeting. As noted, it's public. It has been announced to start the sort of commission conversation about where we are with the work that's been done internally by staff. So that's what the September 6th meeting is solely about, the cougar management issue. And again, we'll repeat probably in much more summary form this item at the September 13th agenda as well, in an effort to really get the discussion out in the public. The September 6th meeting, since it's devoted solely to this topic, will be an opportunity for particularly the members of the Wildlife Committee, so the commission members, to start weighing in on what the work that staff has been doing. So with that, I'll pause and ask if there are any questions or comments on that.
Any questions?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Well, let me just say I'm fully supportive of everything that Commissioner Thorburn has just said, and appreciate all of her remarks and the intent here. In particular, in her voicing the intent for this to be fully open and transparent, and that everyone who might be interested in this be noticed that something is going to happen, even though maybe it's not exactly sure as to the details of what the policy review, the harvest management policy review, will entail. I think it's important that some sort of news release go out to let people know that it's happening. There may be a lot of folks who aren't on the call who are very interested in this. There may be some folks who haven't seen that this September 6th meeting is on the agenda. And this was discussed a little bit in June as well as August. But I think in striving for this to be fully open and transparent, we should have some sort of a news release that says this process is going to occur, and why it's going to occur, and if all the details have yet to be worked out, not to wait until those are put out before everyone is noticed. While that's a good protocol to have and is our normal protocol, maybe, if it results in enough delay that someone can say, well, when did you start all this and why? And why didn't we know at the beginning? We kind of got a little bit into that on our hatchery review, where some folks were saying, why weren't we brought in on the ground floor? Why didn't we know you were going to do this at the very onset? And that's a good thing to avoid if we possibly can. And so, again, I think a news release that just says it's going to happen, and it'll start with the September 6th thing and the September 13th in Winthrop, and why is it occurring, and if the timelines and the details of the analysis and comparing our policies to other options aren't available, maybe we don't need to say that in the news release, just to say they're being developed, just so people know that something is cooking here.
So this is Commissioner Kehoe.
Go ahead, Commissioner Kehoe.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I have a comment, and then I have to sign off. I have another call I have to join at 9:30. But I think, and I agree. I think this is an excellent approach. Appreciate Commissioner Thorburn's comments and Commissioner McIsaac's. So my comment has to do with just a little bit of history. I feel like I'm one of the historians here along with Commissioner Carpenter. You'll recall the commission got into trouble when we tried to change the cougar harvest in certain areas, and it and as a result, the governor got involved and actually overturned a decision that the commission had made having to do with cougar harvest. And part of it was lack of or perceived lack of notice. And so I think, you know, with that history, I think this is an excellent idea. We need to be sensitive to that as far as notice, and just, you know, kind of remember, recall our missteps that we did a couple of years ago. So thank you. And with that, I'm going to sign off, and have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, Bob.
I'll just add, I was also on the commission at the time that happened, and it really emphasizes the need for being open and transparent about this if we are proceeding with change. The reason that the governor overturned our decision had nothing to do with the content of the decision. It was solely on process and the fact that he determined that we made a significant change to a rule without going through the full public process that's required by the CR 101, CR 102 process. So that's exactly what we're doing right now. I think it becomes important to remember that with a cougar rule, it's not necessarily just our traditional stakeholders, sportsmen who are keyed into the rule process for hunting and fishing, but there are others who are probably interested in this rule as well.
Sounds to me like the comments are favorable to Commissioner McIsaac's note that the agency should send a press release at least on this one. Is there anybody on the commission that disagrees with that for any reason?
Yeah, I am certainly in favor of it. I think it would be important to note that on these special meeting conference calls, just like our teleconferences, public can call in. We will not be taking any public input on the call, but it certainly provides them with an opportunity to hear what's going on, and they have plenty of other ways of providing input, such as sending us emails and letters. But I do think that it should note that there won't be any public input or testimony taken during the call.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Is there any, is there anybody on staff who has concerns with this proposal?
This is Kelly. I'm going to say I don't have a concern, but I would suggest that the news releases really could be that we're having two special subcommittee meetings, and here's the topics and agendas that will be discussed so people know they're going on.
Well, welcome to the call, Kelly. I didn't know you were on.
I've been here from the beginning. chaotic beginning.
Right.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, just one last thought here on this. You know, when I mentioned on the cougar matter that it's useful to say a process has started and why. Sometimes the why part of this can be a little difficult. Commissioner Thorburn spoke very nicely about the compelling testimony we heard in Spokane. There's also been a couple of incidents since March that make a review of the current policy something that would be a healthy exercise, whether or not anything changes or not. Taking a look at it and some alternatives, I think, is a healthy thing. And I'm not sure how much of that goes into a simple news release, but I think that there are some positives with regard to addressing why a review is happening.
This is Commissioner Linville.
Go ahead, Commissioner Linville.
I'm sorry for interrupting. So I just would like to add, and this is sort of a repetition, so I apologize for that, but my time on the Wolf Advisory Group taught us this lesson very well. We also ran into, you know, what does the law say that we need to do when we're making changes or even talking about making changes? Because if we're talking about making changes, does that require an open public process? Does that require open public meetings? And so I, being a volunteer on WEG, it's very disconcerting to have put 2 years of work into something, to have it reversed or put on hold or tied up in court because we didn't ask these good questions up front, like what does the law say we need to do on this? And so I love this discussion. I love that everybody seems very aware of this. And so I just want to also throw my full support into thinking very carefully through how we need to proceed on a change like this.
Okay, thank you for that, Commissioner Linville. Well, then to recap, Nikki is going to send out notices of special meetings, and on the Cougar special meeting, well, on both special meetings, the agency will issue a press release, unless I hear anything negative about that. We'll move on. Commissioner McIsaac, when you started your comments, you said you had two issues you wanted to discuss. Did
you
get them both?
Do you want me to discuss the Wolf Committee before?
Oh, go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So September 3rd at 8 o'clock, we have a Wolf Committee, a special Wolf Committee meeting scheduled. So I hope everybody is aware that the month of September there will be lots and lots of public meetings as we kick off scoping for the Wolf Postie Listing Plan. And included in the plan will be, we've folded in the translocation SEPA as well, so that's all going to be part of post-delisting listing scoping and discussions. And actually, I think ironically, the first scoping meeting is that night in Spokane. What we're going to do, and this meeting will mostly be a discussion of the commission members ourselves. Staff will be on the line, to help with questions and that sort of thing. But we've all been tasked to pull out and dust off the 2012 Commission position statement on wolves that was adopted shortly after the current conservation and management plan was adopted and is really the commission position on wolves recovery in Washington. And it has been a guiding document in terms of staff management of wolves. We are going to use that as a starting place and have a discussion about our thoughts on what is important in scoping. You know, scoping is a wide open public discussion to guide those who will be working on the plan on the issues that should be considered in the planning, it's my position, and I've had conversations with Chair Carpenter and others that the commission needs to weigh in on scoping as well. So our plan is to have this discussion among the Wolf Committee and actually come to using as a starting place that position statement. We're looking at it, you know, what's still good, what maybe needs to be changed, are there additional items, and then to come to September 13th meeting with kind of bulleted ideas that we actually probably will offer for adoption by the commission at that time to be the official sort of commission input into scoping as we go forward. So that's the plan for the September 3rd special committee, special meeting of the Wolf Committee. Thoughts or questions?
Thoughts or questions for Commissioner Thorburn on Wolf scoping? Any thoughts from the agency on the points that Commissioner Thorburn just made?
Nope, nothing from the agency.
Well, thank you for that, Kim. You bit off a lot when you took the chair of this committee, and we appreciate your diligence. It's a really, really tough issue. Okay, so now we're back to whether Commissioner McIsaac, did we get your second point, Commissioner McIsaac? I want to try to move this along, but we don't want to leave anybody feeling frustrated that they didn't get their points out.
Well, thank you, Madam Vice Chair, for making sure you don't clean the full table off before it's over. But I only have one little tiny thing left. On the September agenda, there's a Fish Committee meeting. It shows one topic, Northern Pike, that I presume is a timely and a good thing with regard to where we're meeting. There had been some discussion about getting more into depth on the Willapaw Bay Comprehensive Review, but staff travel was noted. But I think it might be good for two other agenda items to be discussed with whoever staff is over there. And I hope that Ron Warren would be there. And on the matter of the Willapaw, there was a public meeting on August 14th. And I'm not sure if Commissioner Carpenter has joined us yet or not. But at any rate, I had a conversation with him about what had happened, and I still am not sure what happened there. So if Mr. Warren is going to be over there, maybe he could give us an update on where we are in the process on that. We also have on the agenda later in the day the hatchery policy review, C-3619. And I think it might be good for that to be on the Fish Committee agenda, just so we hear kind of what's coming. There was a lot of discussion about why another calendar might be useful. The depth of that didn't quite show up in the minutes as it normally doesn't. But that would be one thing that, those are two things that I'd be interested in noticing the public as to could come up at the Fish Committee meeting with the existing personnel that are going to be over there.
This is Commissioner Baker. I just got a text from Larry that he had to get off the phone at 9:40 due to the fact that it wasn't working, and I don't know exactly what that means, but he is not on the call. I think, Don, we should take your points, but I think we should not change the agenda of that, of Commissioner Carpenter's meeting without his involvement. So do you mind, Don, talking to Larry again later today and then having Nikki or someone let us all know what the agenda for that meeting will be?
Certainly. Good point. I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you. And as to the point of whether Ron Warren's going to be there or not, I don't know. Kelly, does anybody from there know whether Ron will be present at that meeting?
This is Kelly. I believe he will. He's doing the primary presentation to the full committee later that morning on one of those topics. So we, should Chair Carpenter choose to add those to the agenda, we will be prepared to discuss both of them.
All right. So we have about 11 minutes.